Mahavakyas and the Spiritual Tradition. Question number 8 on a research project on spiritual traditions. Assuming all Vedantic traditions and teachings are aiming towards to make the Shishya, the disciple, to understand and become an embodiment of the Mahavakyas of Brahma Avidya, him herself, what do you consider the special outstanding emphasis of the parampara you do associate yourself with? I'm a Vedantic tradition, or I'm from a Vedantic tradition, a Yoga Vedantic tradition, and it's correct. This goal is self-realization, God-realization, become an embodiment of the Mahavakya Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Brahman. I am one with the Divine. I am one with the Absolute Consciousness. I am Atma Brahman. This Atman is one, is the same as Brahman. Prajnanam Brahman. And this Brahman is pure consciousness. And you can admonish yourself, Tattvamasi, that thou art. So what is the special outstanding emphasis of the parampara you do associate yourself with? The parampara in which I live, I'm part of that parampara of Swami Shivananda and Swami Vishnudevananda, but to a certain degree, where Yoga Vidya is our own parampara. What is the most special part of it? The most special part is probably that we teach the integral yoga. Integral yoga means it's not just about really reaching God realization, but also you do something for your body, you do something for your prana, your energies, something for your emotion, for your thinking, for your intellect, and then you come to spiritual experiences. So the special part is it's an integrated development of all aspects of the being. So we do learn the traditional texts, we study the traditional texts, but we also do asanas and pranayama and meditation and chanting and rituals. And we also put other traditions integrate in our teaching. So we have some parts of Western psychology enter into our teaching, and we have Ayurveda, and we have many more. So it's an integrative approach. So we honor the tradition, but it's not just texts and thinking and not just meditation, but it's also an integral approach where we say all the different koshas, the different aspects of the human being are being trained, and that you do practices for everything. And with these practices, on one hand side, you are enabled to live a fulfilled life also in this world. You have a healthier body, you have more energy and strength of mind, which helps you in your professional life to become more successful as whatever you do in your professional life, and you have a more open heart, a more compassionate heart, which will also help you in your family, with your neighbors, with your friends, and so on. And in addition to all that, the spiritual practices help you to experience the divine. So the experience is important. It's not just the knowledge, it's not just believing, but it's the experience of yourself, of the immortal Atman.